The Warriors face the Wizards in D.C. on Wednesday night, having started their three-game road trip in New York on Monday, facing the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. And Kevin Durant, with 22 points and 9 rebounds, key to the effort. Stephen Curry had 4 three-pointers, finishing with 21 points, 5 boards, and 5 assists, as Klay Thompson with 4 trays as well on the way to a game-high 26 points in the 125-111 win. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
Just a good focused effort. You know, a lot of defensive stops. I thought the Knicks hit some tough shots early in the first half, and I didn't think our defense was great, but I didn't think it was horrible either. I thought they hit some really tough ones. Then I thought in the third quarter we buckled down. Our defense got better. We made some stops and got out and ran.
What is it about those second half serves, particularly in the third quarter?
I don't know. We just, honestly, we got, obviously got a lot of talent. We got 4 All-Stars out there. Halftime, it's not like we're making big adjustments or anything. I think it's more just a mentality shift for the players, knowing that, they're in a fight, down one at the half, and they tend to pick up their focus.
Noticeably fresher to you the last 3 games.
He does, yeah. I think Andre looks great. He told me yesterday he feels great. So that's a really good sign. He just looks bouncy and healthy.
You mentioned a little bit, but just specifically with Steph in the third quarter, I mean, it's been a big quarter for him all season. Do you have anything you've seen differently in there?
Anything differently?
No.
Our third quarters have been great all year. It's just it's not like we're doing anything different. It's just, I think we wear teams down a little bit. I mean, we got a lot of talent, and if we move the ball, we're forcing a lot of defensive rotations, and maybe by the third quarter it starts to wear on teams. I don't know.
What did you think about Jordan's return?
I thought he was good. He told me in the first half after his run that he wasn't tired, which I had expected him to be more tired. I thought he came through it really well, healthy, active, and good minutes, and it's a good comeback for him.
Do you plan to continue to ramp up his minutes in the coming games?
Well, we'll see. I mean, our rotation is relatively fluid based on matchups, so we'll see. But we'd like to get him some more minutes if possible.
Do you feel like you guys got a total refresh from the All-Star break?
Well, I think the break was great for us. I think we've put together a good 3 games. You can tell that the focus is better. The energy is there. Guys look like they're having fun. And I think we're in a good position here as we go down the last quarter of the season.
There have been a lot of injuries this year. How do you guys manage to?
How do we manage to what?
To deal with injuries and how injuries? And how to, rest player. How does it work with the medical staff and the strength and conditioning staff? Is the constant discussion with you?
Yeah, the training staff does a great job, and we have a very deep team. We're very lucky, obviously, to have this amount of talent, and so that when we're missing a player or two anywhere on the roster, we've got a lot of depth to fill in the blanks. And even if we have a couple of All-Star players who are injured, we've got 2 more All-Star players, so we always have people we can play around and play through, and that's an important thing to have in the NBA.
How different is it from where you used to play? Do you feel like players nowadays are more prone to injuries? The game is more physical?
Faster? I don't think so. I think it might be faster. It's less physical, the game is now. I don't think that the players are more prone to injury now. I would have to look at some data. It seems like...
30% more than last year?
30% more than last year. That seems like a random number, though. I mean, last year, we weren't doing anything any different last year. To compare it to 20 years ago might be interesting, but I don't know. I mean, players are training year-round, and we have all the best technology, training, and nutrition. They take good care of themselves, so I have no explanation for that.
And we also heard from KD afterward.
Well, you got to give the Knicks credit. They made shots in the first half, and we stuck with our defense. We knew at some point those would start to fall. We got some good contest all first half, and they were making shots. Moutier was knocking down threes, and I think that got them going. So third quarter, they just started to miss, and we got out and ran.
KD, what is the biggest challenge after the All-Star breaks and for the rest of the regular season?
For us, staying healthy, I think that's the biggest thing for us. I think we're in a good groove right now as far as playing our game, playing the way we know how to play on defense and offensively. And we just got to stay healthy and just keep grinding, you know, every single day, be committed to working hard and getting better every time we step on the court and practice, shoot arounds, and be ready to go out there and play hard in the game. So I like where we are right now. We just got to keep pushing.
KD, after already winning a championship, what do you do to not to fall in a comfort zone and keep competing at the same intensity?
Well, this game is it's a blessing to play this game. So many people want to play in the NBA, so every time we get that opportunity to put our jersey on, we got to play like it's our last game. And I think a lot of guys in our locker room feel that way. And, you know, last year's over. Today's over. We got to move on, be focused on the task at hand and what we find. We think that way.
You've had a few chances to look at JaVale in the starting lineup. What has he offered you guys so far in that role?
He's done a good job of just being himself, which is athletic, you know, guarding the rim, you know, one of the best floor runners in the league, and, you know, just spreading it out for us. He's setting great screens and diving to the rim hard, and then freeing up our shooters on the backside. So he made some great passes tonight as well. So I think coach is doing a good job of mixing him and Zaza in there. Zaza's been playing great off the bench for us, and, you know, good to have Jordan back as well and D-West. So we got our bigs out there again, and, you know. So we just got to keep pushing, keep getting better.
Does that make you kind of feel like you're in a good spot for where you are in the season right now, having all those guys back and ready to go?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely we're missing Pat now. We can't wait for him to get back. You know, I just want to see everybody healthy and playing the game again. You know, so it's good to see Jordan back out there tonight. And I know he was excited and anxious to play again. So it gives us a different punch. A guy that can switch, and then we got JaVale who can put pressure on the rim, and Zaza who's just crafty and great passer and just a bruiser down low, and D-West, you know, just solid, like you know, can score in the post, make passes, play solid defense. So we got bigs that can do different things.
And after the game on Wednesday night against the Wizards, the Warriors head to Atlanta to wrap up this trip on Friday night as they take on the Hawks. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.